Together, and so Judah says, turning Thursday night into Erev Shabbos, for turning college basketball into Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Our learning should be in Tzchus for for Shlema for Baruch Tzvi ben Rivka Batya. Anyone else? Chana, sorry about Chana.
Hava Emuna Bas Chaveta.
Bisoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So Ben texted that last night. It was the Rebbe Melch, the Eli Melch of Lezhinsky's yahrzeit.
All my information started coming from California. Later than you.
Rebbe Eli Melch of Lezhinsk, one of the prime Talmidim of the Magen Mezrich, one of the earlier Hasidic rabbis, and I was zocher. Anyone else zocher to be by his kever in Lezhinsk?
Not yet.
So just to be there, just for 5 minutes, you just feel like you're in a makom kodesh. Like you felt like you're in Yerushalayim in the middle of Poland. It was very, very special. So I thought it would be apropos to start off, even though this year we're learning Majid's Chassidus, but I thought because today was the yahrzeit of the Rebbe HaMelech, we would start off with a Torah from the Rebbe HaMelech. So you might think, oh, Mirzov, what are you crazy? It's not Parshas Chukas, but it's Parshas Para this week. We know Parshas Para is found in Parshas Chukas, and I was having a lot of hard time finding something shaykh to say from the Rebbe HaMelech and Vayakob Pekude, but I found something very beautiful that he says on Parshas Par. So you look on the bottom of page 1. Bottom of page 1, it quotes the Chazal. Our rabbis teach us Chazal, HaPara mitaheres temeyim umetamemes tohirim. We know it famously that the cow, the red heifer, not the restaurant that used to be on King George, you know, that great place, right? You know what I'm talking about now, it's a parking lot. Oh, good times there. So he says, sorry, I have to say one more thing. That restaurant over there, you know when your parents' friends come to Eretz Yisrael and they take you out. So one of my friends' fathers took us out to Red Heifer. We felt like we haven't eaten in like years. It was dope, Baruch Hashem. It was very chashev. Which we zochah to eat in Yerushalayim from the Zachem and the Psachim and the Red Heifer, Mitzvah Hashem. So the Chazal tell us that the same red cow that purifies an impure person also impurifies someone who's pure. This is like the biggest chiddush. How could the para basically purify someone and then do the same exact thing, do the opposite thing to someone else?
Sucks up the other guy.
Oh, says Rav Stuin, says Rav Melech, you shouldn't stop focusing on the para, you have to focus on the person. How is it that the para can have this effect on the person, have different effects? It can make someone pure and make someone else impure. The same thing. So he says, it's all about the kli, it's all about the person. Says the Rebbe HaMelech, we'll say it outside, then we'll see it inside. If a person says that he's tahor, he's done with this world, he's done with the Avodas Hashem, right? Then what happens? Tameh, right? But if a person says, I'm tameh, I have things to work on, there are things in my life that I still have to strive to be better at. Says the Rebbe HaMelech, that's tahor. It's a beautiful way to view the whole Maamar Chazal now. So now back to the Chazal. HaPara mitaharas temeim. It makes pure those who feel bad about themselves. They feel like they're missing. It purifies them. Umetamemes tahirim. Anoshim asherhem shlemim. The people that think that they're done, they don't have to stop growing, they're out of Eretz Yisrael, They're out of Purim. They're done. They're just going to coast till Pesach. You know, everyone always has that 2 more weeks to Rosh Chodesh Nisan after Purim. Like, I'm not just going to chill. I had that experience. Says the Rebbe Melch, no. The person has to continue going, taking the fire of Purim and going forward every single day of their life. The second paragraph by the underlines. Aval hatzadik ho'ovir Hashem be'emes hu lehefech. Hatzadik is the opposite of someone who just thinks that his life, he reached a certain height on Purim and his life's over. No. He looks as if he didn't do anything yet. He looks as if he hasn't done anything yet. And he views himself as if he has a lot left. Obviously, a person can get has to be very careful, because a person can then get to a place of atzvas. No, a person has to be very besimcha, and he has to be very joyous in the level that he has reached. But that shouldn't hold him back from striving for more. You know, they say that right? The pasuk says by benching that a person eats, we bless Hashem, you should be satiated, And we bless our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The same Mishnah. Ezo Asher Sameach Bechalko. Who's rich? Someone who's happy with what they have. So we always think that has to do with Gashmias. But there is something that has to do with Ezo Asher Sameach Bechalko. You're happy with where you're holding your Ruchnius to. The Yitzhahara thinks, which is the opposite of what I just said. It's the exact opposite I just said. The Yitzhahara tries to get us to think that you always have to grow more. Look at this guy, look at that guy, Shimon Asher. Look at his shir, this guy, this guy. The person knows to be very happy with where he is. But as soon as he lets it go and say that he can't grow anymore, then it's not good. No, you have to be very besimcha where you are. If a person growing in a certain way, you have to be very Ezo Asher Sameach Bechalko. You're happy with that chilek. Rav Kluger talked all about this. But at the end of the day, it shouldn't hold you back from wanting more. In Gashmis, Sameach Bechalko is good. And in Ruchnius, it's also good. But says Rav Melech, you also have to be able to continue forward going a little strong. Just going to go back. We're going to get back to page 2 in a second. If you look, go to page 3. Page 3, I think, is really the same type of message, but we see in Vayakal. The Pasuk says, I didn't look it up, that's why I had to get a Chumash. My bad. The Pasuk says, in the end of Shishi, well, it's really the end of Revi, end of Shlishi in this triple-decker parsha this week. Kaftareya mekunosu mimena hayukulu miksha achas zohav tor. Art scroll. Their knobs and branches were of it, all of the single-hammered piece of pure gold. Says the Ramajat Zerebi, what does it mean, kulo maksha? Right? Kulo miksha. That it was had to be all hammered down into a single place. Ratzalomar, meaning to say, Ha'ovid Hashem Sha'achar Kol Avodosu Hu Be'enei Atzmo Kulo Maksha. What does this mean, Kulo Maksha? A person after his whole Avoda, he's as if within his eyes and within himself, Ha'inu Malei Chasronim, he still has a lot to do. He's still lacking a lot. Be'adua Shehu Zahav Tor. Right? The end of the pasuk says, Kulo Maksha Acha Zahav Tor. You want to know how to be Zahav Tor? You look at yourself, Kulo Maksha. Kulo Maksha, he says, it looks as a hammered place, but he's the Chassidus Shavort. He's saying that you look at it as if you still have what to do. You're hammered. You're still mixing things. Someone who in their life, and they're not just saying, "Oh, I'm yotzi with this. I'm done with this," but they're thirsty, even after Purim, they're thirsty for more. That's zahav tor. That's pure. Biyadu shu zahav tor. Haino yorei b'shalom yiras Hashem tahorim. I think at the end of the day, we have to have the balance because a person could. If a person's constantly, as we said on Purim, tzimayring and trying to get this level and going, and you go out of your mind. You have to do everything in steps. Everything has to be done in steps, like Rabbi Rabbi Chanan says. That's why by the Mizbeach there was a ramp. I told us Yaakov Yosef says, why was there a ramp? Not because he had to go one step at a time. One step at a time. You go too fast. Like I met a Baal Tshuva once in Tzfat. He wasn't religious. Got very, very, very religious very quickly, very Haredi. And then within a few months, he lost it all. And he told me this himself. He told me this himself.
Smech b'chelko is what it's saying, is that on your path, don't get to a place where you're so ahead of yourself that you get sad about.
Exactly. La'at. You have to be very happy with where you are, but not in a place, not in the place where it's gonna hurt you. It's only going to help you grow. Yitzhar is very, very smart, by the way. He's got good tactics. You have to know how to fight the weapons. You have to know how to fight the war. He's got his nuclear bombs. He's got his tanks.
Missiles.
He's got his little guy. Those guys in the front in the chess games. He's got the pawns. He knows what he's
horses.
Doing. Horses, the knights. He has his weaponry. We have to know how to fight back. Sameach Bechalko, yes. But constantly, as the Rebbe Ramel said, We never think we're fully Torah. Constantly trying to be able to grow for a little more. And I think if we view page two is really the Heichi Timsa on how to do this. So at the back of Divrei Yisrael, he has the Torah from the Yedei Yisrael, which is the same Torah from the Rebbe Yisrael of Majitz. So the pasuk says Zois Chukas HaTorah Shatziva Hashem Leimor. So he says the word Leimor is extra. Which we're going to talk about at the Shir after Marv, Bez Hashem. We're going to talk a little bit about that also. So he says, he quotes Rabbi Chazko of Kushmir. And the Pasuk says, in the second paragraph, Yesh Lomar Kamosh Kosov, his grandfather, Odom Kiyakrov Mikem Karban La Hashem. Someone who wants to bring a Karban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does this mean? Hainu Liskarev La Hashem. You want to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. Min HaBeema Takrivu Karbanchem. From your animals, you have to bring it from yourself. Go a few lines down. Ki Yisrael mefarnasim lavido shemal shemaim. The Zohar says that we give parnasa to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We give parnasa to Kadosh Baruch Hu, really? Yes, says the Zohar. Our Torah, our tefillah, and our Shmir Sinai actually do great things. Even higher than the Malachim, says in the next paragraph. The Gemara says in Chulin, Sari Aleph Amabez, that the angels in Shemayim are not able to sing Shir to Hashem until who does? Until we sing. Until we give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, yeah. Then the Malachim can. Which just shows you the koch of a Yid, the koch of a Jew. How precious every little minute of a Torah, of tefillah, of coming together, of achdus is. That they don't have permission to open their mouths until we do, which just shows us how precious every little step that we take. I think that's the word that's said from the Tiferet Shlomo. Not sure if it says it here, but in some shuls it says da lifnei miata omid. So the pashup shot is to know before who you stand. You want to hear a chassidish of words?
Yeah.
Sure. Says that the Radomsky Rebbe, Dalef Nemiyata Omeh, know before who you stand, does not refer to you stand before Hashem. Know before who you stand before the Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear your tefillahs before the Malachim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in love with the Yidden more than the Olam Hazeh. Dalef Nemiyata Omeh means know that you come before the Malachim. Beautiful pshat, no? That's not pashup pshat. So no one's like, oh, Mirzov, no. Not that, and I know that's not the simple explanation. But to know that we have the koch, bigger of an angel, bigger of balachim, I think it's very powerful. Go to page 4 and 5. I want to end up with a strong niggin from a vent to lead us into Shabbos. So my Rebbe, and also Rav Judah's Rebbe, has a beautiful sefer, Shavir Azov, on Purim. But in the beginning of the sefer, he has some Torahs on Paraduma, Parshas Para. If you go to the second paragraph, he talks a little bit about the neshama of a Jew. The neshama of a Jew always wants to come closer to the Ribono Shel Olam. I don't know about you guys, but every Jew wants pleasure. Every human being wants pleasure. If they don't get the pleasure in their Judaism, they're going to look for the pleasure outside of Judaism. Yeah. Everyone wants Judaism. Everyone wants pleasure. If a person gets that tahara, gets that inspiration from Judaism, they don't need the outside veil. So he says here, what does Parshas Para have to do with Purim? Right? We know Para always comes either the Shabbos after Purim or the second Shabbos after Purim. But Lamaisa, Purim, Para, words are very, very much connected. So he's going to say how. In the bottom paragraph, going on to page 5. Shari'ata omdim bezman tshuva. We're in a very big time of tshuva. Right? Tshuva doesn't only apply to Elul and to Tishrei. That's tshuva me'ira, Chiddush Shorim says. Tshuva me'ava, tshuva out of love, is Purim Pesach to Shavuos. Amdenu Acher Yimei Purim, we're after the days of Purim. Purim Kippurim. Right, moving on to page 5. Shekvish Hazara Kodesh Unikudas Hatshuva Min Purim Hunikudas Hatshuva. We know at the end of the day that the essence of Purim is Mamash Tshuva. He says that's the whole essence of Para also. Av Parshas Para Hime Inyan Hatshuva. We know that Parshas Para also brings Tshuva. Shosekes B'Tahara, right? What's the whole Para Duma? The Para Duma comes to be able to purify us. One of the Rebbe's, I wrote it down over here, literally before. It is the Avodas Yisrael. He says that Zoschukas Torah should tziva Hashem lemor. The same Tahara, oh no, not the Avodas Yisrael, the Beis Aharon. He says that the same purity that we got from the Paraduma and the Beis Hamikdash, he says that every Jew comes Shabbos, when you hear the Paraduma, you get the same Tahara, according to your level. So that means when we come into Shabbos, Parshas Para, there's a certain purity there. So Purim is all about Tshuva, Purim is all about Tahara, being Megala who we are, revealing our inner essence. That's what Parshas Para is. Shayom HaKadosh Hayo Lefnai V'Lefnim. We're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he says in the quotes Rabbi Nachman, Melukut Maran, in Tinyana Ayin Dalad, Acher Purim, Korin Parshas Para. After Purim, you have to read Parshas Para. Why? Shayom HaKadosh V'Purim V'Para, HaKol Zeh Sod Osios Par, the Lashon of Pei Resh, so Pirer Hadinim, it separates the Dinim. V'inyan Hakol Atar Neshamas Yisrael. Whatever, I can't get into the Kabbalistic things because I don't really understand it. But basically, what Purim does for us in the day is it purifies our soul. That's what Parshas Par also. It purifies us. It makes us be to remember who we are. To remember that every single piece of our voda that we do is very, very special. And he writes at the end of the day, that's why Parah comes before Chodesh. L'hachdim taras and Yisrael, shayu Yisrael nekim and tohorim shmurim. To be able to know how precious that we are in front of Chodesh Parah.
What part of Parah? Is it listening to?
Listening to the 22 psukim.
That part of Parah. The whole Shabbos in general, just Shabbos Parah.
I would say the Kriya and also the Shabbos Parah. Beautiful. Maybe. Beautiful. I think not only the
purification.
Right, the whole. If you're reading the parsha of that Shabbos, that parsha is extended to the whole day of Shabbos. Very good point, Ben. That's not just when you're in shul and then parsha's part is over once you get home. Yeah. No.
Like,
yeah, okay, got that off my back. But by the way, there are those who say the Aruch HaShulchan says that just like Zachar's Doraisa, Parah's Doraisa. So just for keeping that in mind, try to be there for learning. But that's a very chitzonistic way to view it. No, to be able to know how special Parsha's Parah is. That Parsha's Parah I don't want to get into posting. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. There are those who say that just as Zachar is Doraisa, Parah is Doraisa. There are those who say. Not everyone says that. Not everyone says that. And don't tell your wife. And then I'm not telling my wife. My wife will do whatever she needs to do. And that's it. But at the end of the day, I think it's very, very powerful. We start off with the Rebbe Ramelech said, a Jew has to know where they come from. A Jew has to know that when they say in the Matar and the Tameh, the Matameh Tahorim, if you think you're Tahor, you're Tameh. Right? But if you think you're Tameh, you still have what to do, you're Tahor. You still want to be able to go on. Like you said from Avlezer Gelzal, what are the differences between Truma Tzav and Vayaka Bakude? There's no really differences. Yes, there is. There's an Egel Zav in between. And even after you fall, and you still want to grow, even after an Egel Zav, even after Kisisa, you pick yourself up and you go on. But not in a sad way. You're happy for what you have, but you're always thirsty for more. You're always looking for more. And be able to know that we come before the Malachim. The Malachim can't sing praise. We sing praise before the Malachim. To know that Parshas Parah is very much connected to what Purim is in the Tahara. That's what Parshas Parah does for us as well. I gave you a little ma'aseh from Shlomo Zalman as well. Shlomo Zalman at the end, it was his Yard Sign Chaf Adar. So I know we all knew that it was Rav Melech, the Artzan, and Chaf Aleph, but Chaf Adar, the Maisik of Shlomo Zalman was at Mezarah Kedushin at a wedding, and he saw that the parents were holding these beautiful glass candle holders going down to the chuppah. You know, they have the minute to hold these candles to the chuppah. So at the chasar, Shlomo Zalman found out where and how these candle holders were made. He called over this Rav and Malam in the Talmud Torah to be able to bring it. And he said, I want to order these candle holders. If it's not too much trouble, I want you to start a gemach with them, lending them to people to be used at a chasna. The whole community will benefit from that. And then Shlomo Zalman was not just someone who was just happy with what he had. He was always looking thirsty for more. Thirsty for more to help other Jews, to help in Torah. We started off with the Baal Yilu. We ended off with the Baal Yilu. We started off with the Rebbe Ramelech's Yard site. We ended off with the Shlomo Zalman. To never, never, ever, ever be satisfied, but to also be satisfied. If that makes sense. To be satisfied where we are, but not get us in a way to feel bad about ourselves, but also to be happy with what we have, make us continue to be growing and thirsty. And we'll be zocha to do that. We'll be zocha to have Parshas Parah, Parshas Chodesh, and Yerushalayim, Baruch
Hashem. Sweet. You're speaking again after, can they change it to
Hasidus
and
Musa? I said, totally go next Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. If it's Shabbos.
No, he's...
I don't know yet.
We'll see. Put it in.
If not.
No, I told. I said. Well,
get
if you can.
Else, get someone else's name.
No, if you can. If you can.
What's happening?
Next Friday night, Bez Hashem.
It's
Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to do something.
I thought kids come too.
Parents
were in Israel,
yeah.
Oh. Maybe. Okay, we'll talk. We'll talk, Bez Hashem. La 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 la
Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.